Aleph. Kolcha Yavmish Mokol Shofar. Everyone is obligated to hear the sound of the shofar. Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Vigerim, Vavadim, Shukrarim, a Kohen, a Levi, a Yisrael, a convert, a freed slave. However, women and a slaves and minors are pturin, are not obligated. A person who is half free and half slave, he was owned by two partners and one released him and the other did not. The released half is Jewish, but the non-released half is still a slave. The tumtum, a person whose sexual status is undifferentiated, androgynous, a hermaphrodite, all of these individuals chayavim, because in the case of the tumtum and the androgynous, they may be male. Somebody who is not obligated cannot do the mitzvah on behalf of someone who is. If a woman or a child blew the shofar, the one who listens from them does not fulfill his obligation. And the hermaphrodite can blow for another hermaphrodite because if one is a female, the other is a female, and it doesn't make a difference. If one is a male, so is the other, and he can be motzi and he can blow on his behalf. Because we don't know which one the androgynous should be, but he's one or the other. Tumtum and emotilos minovloshen amino. A tumtum that's undifferentiated, he cannot blow for another species, that is a male, and he cannot blow even for his own type of species, that is another tumtum, because one may be a male, one may be a female. So tumtum shnikra evshishimot nizach of evshishimot nikeva. Because a tumtum, if they would make a surgery on him and internally investigate the organs, he might be considered either male or female, and we don't know who is who. Whereas the androgynous, the hermaphrodite, is either one or the other. The rabbi brings an objection. He says, Zela das misham androgynous beri b'fnei atma. This is true if you consider an androgynous a separate entity. Of misham achetiv zohar, those who consider that an androgynous is half male, half female, and a motilos mino v'lo shen amino, then he would not be able to blow for his own variety of person, a fellow hermaphrodite, or for anyone else. Okay, misham achetiv evav achetiv encharen, just like somebody who's half slave and half free can't blow even for himself, as we'll see in the next paragraph of the Rambam. The Rambam says, somebody who's half slave and half free cannot even blow on his own behalf. She said, because a slave half cannot blow on behalf of his free half. The how should he fulfill his obligation? He should hear from a free man who blows on his behalf. Dalid, if someone is practicing shofar just for learning, does not fulfill his obligation. If someone hears from someone who's practicing, he doesn't fulfill his obligation. If the hearer had in mind to fulfill his obligation, but the blower did not have in mind to fulfill the obligation for him, or the blower had it in mind but not the listener, he does not fulfill his obligation. So both the one who is hearing and the one who is blowing have it in mind. Somebody blew and had in mind that he should do it on behalf of anyone who hears. So the hearer heard and had it in mind. Even though the blower didn't have in mind for that specific person who heard it and he doesn't know him, he has to fulfill his obligation. Because he had in mind for anyone who will hear him. Someone was walking on the road or sitting in his house and he hears the leader of the service in the shul blow the tkiyas, Yosin is kavalotis. He fulfills his obligation if he had it in mind. Shliach tzivur is kavalotis around minich avosim. For the shliach tzivur has in mind to blow on behalf of the public. Vav, yom tzor shalosh shana shcholiyat b'shabbos, if Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos, he tells him b'shav v'chol mokim, you don't blow the shofar anywhere. Afa pishet tkiyah mishum shvuot, even though it's only rabbinic law that forbids blowing of shofar on Shabbos, but it did not issue token, and by right they should blow. Why doesn't the positive commandment of the Torah push aside a prohibition that is only rabbinic law? So Velomain talking, why don't you blow? Is there we're afraid that he'll take it by hand and take it to someone who will blow for him and he'll carry it 4 cubits in the public domain. Or he'll carry it from one domain to another. He'll come to a prohibition of skila, of stoning for breaking and desecrating the Shabbos. Because everyone is obligated to blow, but not everyone is aware of how to blow. Zion, Hatinoka Shalom Gila Chinuch, children that are not old enough to be trained in the doing of the mitzvahs. Makanosam is called B'Shabbos Shein Yom Tov Shrosh Hashanah. You don't stop them from blowing the shofar on a Shabbos that's not Rosh Hashanah. They should only do so they should learn. Mutu Legodol Shisatik Imam Kedel Alamdom. An adult can even teach them, train them, and let them do it on Shabbos. Yom Tov, Mekad Shigil Achinuch, Mekad Shlogil Achinuch, and now on Yom Tov, rather than a Shabbos, then Ben Kodesh Gil Achinuch, Ben Kodesh Lo Gil Achinuch, whether the child has reached the age of religious training or not, then you let them blow and you can help them blow. Shetkiyah in Asur, Mishum Shuz, because Shetkiyah is forbidden only because of rabbinic law. So on Shabbos, you only allow a Kodesh Shalohi Gil Achinuch to blow, and on Yom Tov, you allow even a Kodesh Gil Achinuch to blow. The Rabbit says, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Dama Mesatkin Ben Shabbos, Lehechon Hoku, where did the words of Rabbi Eliezer who says you can work with them on Shabbos go? Ela, Derech HaBraisa Kachi. This is how we should understand the Braisa. Bekotn Shigil HaChinuch HaMitzvahs. If the child is old enough to do mitzvahs, Parva Mitzatziki Megdishiyom Erafilo B'Shabbos Esmokhali Yom Tov. His father can teach him to blow even on the Shabbos that's by next to Yom Tov. Like a child who knows to shake the lulav, his father back of a lulav. A child who didn't reach chinuch, he himself can blow on Yom Tov. Certainly his father can't help him. So that's the best way in my eyes. So the Rambam is just the opposite of the Rambam. That if it's a gil chinuch, his father can not only let him, but even help him. And if it's low gil chinuch, then on Yom Tov you would allow it, but not on Shabbos. And certainly, you wouldn't even allow it, let alone his father should help him. So it's a very different view than the Rambam. When they decreed not to blow the shofar on Shabbos, the decree was only where there's no Besdin. When there was a Besdin, the great Besdin Yerushalayim, Ayah called Tokum Yerushalayim, the Shabbos. Everyone would blow in Yerushalayim on Shabbos, calls bunch of Beth and Yoshua, as long as the Beth was in session. Well, I want Yerushalayim, but not only the people of Yerushalayim, but all Yerushalayim, but Jotchum Yerushalayim, but Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, any city that was within the boundary of Jerusalem and could see Jerusalem would blow. Rosh Divatoch HaNachal, which excludes the city that was in a valley, which is Shema called Tekiah Shofar, when we say it has to hear it, the Tekiah Yerushalayim, the blowing of Yerushalayim. Rosh Divat Rosh Har, that means if it's on the top of a mountain and can't hear it, it can't blow. But the Chol of Yerushalayim, it has to be able to come to Yerushalayim, Lo Shiyana Masik Beneim, excluding if there was a river that separated between them. Then on Shabbos, yeah, you're talking about Shabbos Yerushalayim. The people of that city would blow on Shabbos like in Yerushalayim. On Bashari Yisrael, how are you talking? But in other cities of Israel, they would not blow the shofar. Right, it says, Apuchim Shabbos Zem Chaber Ho'anyanim V'lohevi Yosem Oseida Gemara Em Gramel Olishim Zedvayim Mamashahim. The Rambam put this in an opposite order of the Gemara, and that caused him to make a mistake. Ba'avle le'meimar bekan asu b'chilu l'kol b'ir afilu b'Yerushalayim. He should have said that they forbade the blowing in the cities, even in Jerusalem. Ava b'migdash ha'itokin, but in the Beis HaMikdash they did blow. Ava m'shachar Beis HaMikdash, then he should have written about what happened after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Va'avi shintzach v'atke klal, even though it isn't necessary to mention. He says here there's also a mistake that aside from the order, which is confusing, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash they only blew in the temple proper. When it was destroyed, they would blow in all of the surrounding areas. Not, as the Rambam says, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash they would blow in all of the surrounding areas. The Rambam's view, however, is based primarily on the idea that when it says Mikdash, it refers to the whole Jerusalem, not only to the Beis HaMikdash proper, as the Ravid assumes. Well, the test was none of that. Nowadays, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Kamakum Sheshva Beis in Kavua, any place with a set Bezdin, Rushia Samuk, and that Beret Yisrael, that is provided that it received smicha, that special granting of power to blow, to do various laws. So if it was Samuk in Eretz Yisrael, talking about the Shabbos, then you can blow the shofar on Shabbos. You're talking about Shabbos and the basin, Shikit Shvat HaChodesh. You only blow on Shabbos and the basin that can sanctify the new month. Shabbat Yidinim and Tokum Behem, but other Yidinim you don't blow on them. Afishim Smukum, even if they have Smicha. You're talking about the Sneh Basin, Godel Bavad, and you only blow in the presence of the great Basin. Kozman Shein Yoshun, as long as they're actually in session. Even if they started to leave, but they're still there. They didn't leave yet, you can blow the shofar in their presence. And of course the basin then token, outside of the basin, you don't blow the shofar. Why do you blow in front of the basin? A basin is zealous, they're meticulous, and nobody will take a shofar through the public domain to go to the basin. Besin warns the people and lets them know about that. Nowadays that we make 2 days of Yontov in the Golos. Kadesh Shatokim Rishon Dogim Rishoni. So you blow the shofar on the second day just like on the first day. Call Yom Rishon is for Shabbos, so the first day falls on a Shabbos. V'hayah b'malkam beis din ruin l'tkoa, and it wasn't in a place where there was a beis din fit to blow the shofar. Talking b'sheni l'vad, you blow only on the second day.